Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dr. Loretta Faith Harris Radio Show. I am so excited to be here with you guys live wherever you may be, not only myself, but our SMART goal strategist, the one and the only Miss Yolanda Clay Triplett. Hey, Miss Triplett. It's exciting times here tonight and today, let me tell you. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm Dr. Faith, and I am your host tonight, and it's Wednesday the 29th, 2017, and this is actually our first session of the new year because we air every fifth Wednesday on the Blog Talk Radio Network. So if you're tuning in for the first time, we just wanted to take this time to welcome you and definitely thank you for making us a part of your weekly dose of triumphant living. We are super excited to be with you. If you are online, join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris. There you can basically talk to us and interact, ask some more quick questions, and you'll get a faster turnaround there if you join us. I'm going to, again, there has been some changes to the Blog Talk Radio Network, so I want to ensure that our co-host, Ms. Yo Tripp, is able to connect with me here live in the studio. So let me reach out to her again. Ms. Yo Tripp, are you there? I am not hearing her. So let's try something different here. Guys, we are actually live in the studio, and we've had some changes in the contact and call-in number. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to share with you how you can reach out to us. I like the convenience of the Blog Talk Radio because I can actually post out. And, you know, we do this faithfully to make sure you guys stay connected with us. We post out on our Facebook page as well as our Twitter feed. You can follow us at LFH Radio Show. Again, that's at LFH Radio Show. We will make sure that we're giving you guys the best of our guest interview each and every Wednesday. We make sure that we fill you up with empowering quotes, make sure that you have a connection to our special guests, and that you can follow us to ensure your daily dose of empowerment, because we've been doing this for about 6 years. So follow us. We have over 130 live interviews that's on our Blog Talk Radio Network. So you go to that page that I shared earlier, blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, and download all of those broadcasts to your iPad, iPod, wherever you are, iTunes, we're downloadable there. Listen, you could even pin us on your Pinterest. Come on, people. Empowerment does not end. It only begins, and it gets stronger and stronger with us. Listen, I think I got my co-host here, so let me see if we can connect with her. Yo, Tripp, are you there?
Dr. Faith, I am here. I'm live.
Oh, my God. All right. We were a little worried about you. We got to cheer this on, girl. You know how we do it on Wednesday. What happened there? Was it because of our new call-in number?
I think it may be the new call-in number. I could hear you. I could call in, and I was certainly listening along and heard you, you know, talking. And then when you request it for me, I'm shouting out, and I'm getting nothing back. So, you know, it's Wednesday, but we still here. We're still willing, and we're going to work through it.
We're going to work through it. And, guys, I actually just put on the website at LFH Radio Show our new call-in number so that you can reach out to us, and I'll give you that number if you'd like to share. Because, as you know, tonight, if you follow us, we're going to be talking about women trailblazers. We're going to be talking about individuals who have impacted business, community, families, and basically have been blazing a trail and empowering individuals to follow. So if you want to call in, you could reach us at area code 845-277-9170. Again, that's 845-277-9170. All right, Blog Talk Radio, you done changed up on us. I mean, come back and everything is all brand spanking new. So let me make sure I have this, I have all of this stuff right. So let me give a proper shout out because, you know, Yo Trip, we have been doing this. This is year six for us, right? Or is this year seven?
We started in December 2010.
Okay.
So,
okay,
this
so the
would be
coming.
So we're coming into seven.
Upcoming year will be seven. Upcoming December will be 7 years strong. Let me tell you, it has been definitely a journey. As you guys could tell, we love applause around here. We love to give positivity and positive affirmations when great things are done. But shout outs to our 30,000 strong listeners that are across the globe. We recognize people in the United States, United Kingdom. We have some listeners in Africa, in Russia, in Germany, the Philippines. Guys, we appreciate you guys tuning in and getting your quarterly dose of triumphant living. Well, Yo Trip, as we start this episode, let's just dive right into it and just talk about our feature tonight. You and I, you know, we collaborate, and we were coming up with the theme for this month's radio show. And as we know, it falls on the month of Women History Month. So to all our women listeners out there, a very happy Women's History Month to you. Hopefully you guys take some time to love and appreciate yourselves, and also, you know, pay tribute and homage to just the many great individuals, legendary trailblazers, leaders who have gone on before us to make us doing what we're doing today possible. So shout outs to all our women listeners out there, and we really do want to take this session to recognize you all today. But Yo Trip, you said something very unique when we were planning this show in regards to women trailblazer. What would you say is your inspiration for this radio broadcast tonight?
Well, certainly it's women who mean business, and I think it's so timely that we would really be highlighting women just in light of all that's going on in the world. And, you know, if we don't honor who we are as women, we can't expect the world to honor us as who we are as women. And certainly as the month of March is the month that's set aside for women's history, and it highlights the achievements and things that women have been able to accomplish and do. And so I think it's right on time that we would be here today and be talking about women who mean business. And they're trailblazers, and they're out there doing the things that need to be done, getting it done despite obstacles and things that may be trying to get in their way. They're certainly finding ways to blaze trails. So I think it's great to be able to honor them for that reason.
Most definitely, and I agree with you on that. And when I think about, in addition to that great definition of a trailblazer and women holding down businesses. I think about pioneers as well. I think about innovation. I think about innovators, you know, people who push past adverse situations. Because, you know, guys, many of you are listening tonight, it's not easy being the first. You know, even I'm not a parent, but I've heard and I've worked with students for over 15 years, and I know, you know, that firstborn, that first child, you know, a lot of parents I know refer to them as the tester child, you know, the child that they can kind of make some mistakes with so that they could perfect that thing called parenting, get to that next child and the third child, possible fourth child, and, you know, it gets a little bit more easier or doable, manageable with that experience and that wisdom that they learn and experience from having that first child. So being the first is hard work. You kind of are up against things that no one in your class, possibly even family in your group, in your organization, has experienced. And like you said, you use that trailblazing terminology. I just could see just, you know, when you blaze a trail, it's that fire, it's that permanent indentation, it's that that blaze that kind of make and leaves a mark, something that somebody can remember. It leaves a pattern, and you can follow it. And that's the thing that we want to recognize tonight. These women who are trailblazers in the community, in business, in life, are individuals who left tracks. And they left tracks that other women, other people, not just women, could follow and excel in. So I think about pattern, and I think about tracks, and I think about something that can be followed and traced and replicated. So with that said, you know, we just want to pay homage to some trailblazers out there, and some of them you guys are familiar with, and hopefully we just share possibly a different perspective and more insight and just have some dialogue and conversation about these women. And listen, if you have your mother that has done great things for you, everybody should be calling in to recognize their mom. But, you know, 30 minutes doesn't allow for everyone to call in. But if you have a mentor, if you have somebody who's paid it forward in your personal life to help you get to where you are, listen, give us a call. We'd like to recognize that person with you and give them their props. Again, our new number is 845-277-9170, and we'll hold off and we'll bring every caller in and give you about 30 seconds to shout out your trailblazer and just recognize that individual, and we'll put it out there for you guys to do that. Let's get started with the first trailblazer, Yotrick. Let's talk about this person, and I'm sure you're already very familiar with her. I was impressed when I heard her story about 2 years ago. I'm talking about the Honorable Jasmine V. Twitty. This young lady, at the age of 25 years old, became the first woman, and on top of that, African-American woman, who made history by becoming the youngest judge in the history of Ely, South Carolina. So Miss Jasmine V. Twitty starts our conversation tonight about being a woman trailblazer, a pioneer, an innovator, someone who's left a pattern for others to follow. And, you know, as I was researching her and even heard about her, I like to go to the source and I like to just learn about what it took to get to where the individuals, Yotrick, you know, we interview are. That's a part of our strength, and that's what we do that gives us that unique edge with radio. We're not just interviewing you, promoting you, getting the word out, but we're sharing the story of your journey to experiencing triumph. So let me tell you a little bit about the Honorable Jasmine D. Twitty. She was appointed to the position of Associate Judge of the Municipal Court for the City of Ely, South Carolina in August 2015, short of almost 2 years now. At the age of 25, she's the youngest judge to be ever appointed in the history of the United States. And, you know, in an interview Ms. Twitty completed, she said, too, that's known. So right now that's known of she is the youngest. She graduated from the College of Charleston with a degree in political science. She previously worked for the Greensville County Bond Court as a night clerk. Listen, people, There's a story right there. Don't despise your small beginnings. This woman worked as a dedicated night clerk. In addition to her career as a judge, she regularly volunteered at the Urban League of the Upstate. Tweedy also co-founded a group dedicated to the professional development of women in the Upstate called Lead Her. Now, many of you all may be listening and wondering, of course, right off the bat, what makes her a trailblazer, being the first, the pioneer, the innovator, the person who's left the track, first African-American, youngest African-American woman, on top of that, to be elected a judge. And then in a personal interview that she had, she attributed her success with girlshealth.gov to her parents. And she called them, your trip, her no-nonsense parenting. Family members who did not allow her to make excuses. She specifically highlighted her mom, who always talked about the importance of discipline. And she grew up and kept that truth with her. And in an interview, Ms. Twitty talked about any time that she felt like doubting herself, she was surrounded by a village who constantly reminded her that she was worthy. So our first woman trailblazer recognition goes to Miss Jasmine D. Twitty. She did that thing, didn't she, Yo Trip?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sitting here and I'm looking, I'm on Twitter and I'm looking at her sitting in her courtroom with a big smile on her face.
Uh-huh.
And she's an amazing woman. Amazing woman to be able to do that. And certainly giving honor to your parents who stood there by her and stood beside her, and as you mentioned, for her to have those small humble beginnings, but having the tenacity to stay the course and to
uh-huh.
rise to the occasion and rise to the position of judge. Certainly
uh-huh.
judges are respected and honored, and so there she is at her young age being able to do that. Hats off to her.
Definitely. Hats off to you, Miss Twitty. And let me tell you, another lesson in addition to, you know, your humble beginnings, where you start has, you know, it has everything to do with it, but it doesn't impede you and it does not dictate how you finish. She started small, so her thought wasn't small, and it took a village to surround her and encourage her. And I'm so big on mentorship. You got to give back. You got to help somebody get to where you are, and you got to build them and mold them to be better than you are. That's what it is about. That's what life is all about. So I applaud her and, like you said, her parents' contribution to her life. So, yeah, she's our first trailblazer for tonight, Yo Trip. Who you have in your arena you want to share with the world tonight?
All right. Our next trailblazer is the one and the only Yvette Harris Register. Yvette Register is a State Farm insurance agent. She's a freelance writer. She's a mentor. Yvette, who we both know, is just an amazing woman. She was born in New Jersey. She's the youngest of three. She went to the Ohio State University. But what's big about her is she's owned her own State Farm agency for the last 17 years. And what she does is she helps people protect their dreams. So one of the things that makes her really a trailblazer and triumphant is she inspires people to live their God-given dreams. She's a world traveler. She's award-winning in the work she's done with State Farm. And she's a six-year breast cancer survivor, going six rounds of chemo, 48 rounds of radiation, and four surgeries. And she does not let anything stop her. She believes in
awesome.
Just living life and living life to the fullest, and she is doing it.
And having absolutely no regrets. That is amazing and that's honorable. I'm going to tell you something, definitely a survivor. And the next person we're going to talk about, I'm not sure if many of them know her story either, but that cancer, it has no preference. It has no, you know, no face. It is an It's a disease that only God himself can deliver you from. And so we recognize Yvette tonight as that survivor that she is, and really the journey that she's gone through to experience triumphant living. What we're going to do right now, guys, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk more about individuals who are trailblazers in your community who are making a difference. And if you're listening and you want to nominate somebody and talk about an individual that's made that difference, put her in the spotlight tonight. Call us at 845-277-9170. We will be back in 2 minutes.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, he's intentional, never failing,
all things are working for my good,
cause he's intentional, hey, and he's never failing, all things are working for my good.
Intentional.
Yeah. Never failing. All things are working.
Hey,
I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know that all things are working for my good.
All things are working for my good.
All things are working for my good.
Here's why.
I absolutely love that song. It is a stage setter for all things triumphant. You have to be intentional. And I love the fact, Yo Trip, that God works everything out for our good. So it sounds like a win-win situation.
Absolutely. All day. I mean, if he wasn't in the gap standing for us and going before us, then how could we do the things that we are able to do? So we have to certainly give him the honor and glory that's due to him. He helps us be who we are. He helps us to be blazing those trails. He helps us to be triumphant. And so, yep, hats off to him. Thank you, God.
That's right, girl. You better testify. You better testify. Listen, we are back now. Thank you for tuning in. We're talking tonight about women trailblazers. We highlighted the Honorable Jasmine D. Twitty, 25-year-old, youngest African-American judge in South Carolina. We also highlighted Yvette Register, State Farm representative, cancer survivor. And we're just going to talk about, as we close out this episode, our third trailblazer. If you're in the state of Florida and anywhere, I think throughout the United States, you know this lovely young lady. She is none other but State Attorney Aramis Ayala. She became the first Florida Orange Osceola, first ever elected African-American state attorney. She serves in the Ninth Circuit State Attorney's Office. And if you're listening, the name rings a bell, but let me tell you about her accomplishment, because that's what we're recognizing tonight. I don't want to get too political, but primarily her role and any state's attorney role in the state of Florida is to represent the state in the criminal court system. She reviews criminal investigations conducted by law enforcement and decides if criminal charges are necessary, and she presents the case before the criminal court. And she is originally from Michigan. She graduated from the University of Michigan, and she attended law school in Detroit, at the University of Detroit. Now, before she completed her law degree, she had a bout with cancer, and her age was 24 at the time, and she actually had to postpone her bar exam twice, one to undergo chemotherapy. She had, I think, cancer lymphoma, and then after she had her emergency surgery, a result of the steroids and also the chemotherapy caused her hip to deteriorate, and she also had to undergo a hip replacement surgery. So she went through all of this, your trip, and then finally, after postponing her bar exam twice, she finally took the bar exam, and she passed it the first time. So she took that bar exam, and after everything she had been through, she made it to her eventual triumph because she persevered, and she endured the journey that was placed before her. And she's actually practiced the law for 13 years. She was a prosecutor, public defender, and a business owner. And she's led different organizations and respected and admired by her attorney peers. And let me tell you, what makes her triumphant, what makes her a trailblazer, not only she was the first state attorney, African-American in the state of Florida woman, but she stands up and she wants to be a voice for the average citizen. She wants to make sure that everyone is included in this process of state law and justice, so not just for one, but for all people. So she came back, and her platform basically was to close the gap for individuals throughout the state of Florida. So, you know, your trip, with that said, I didn't know if you want to share anything about Ms. Ayala from your perspective, her being the first state attorney in Florida, woman, that is, trailblazer.
Well, when you are one who sets the course, but when you have overcome things in order to get to that space and place, then certainly you have to be honored just for that particular reason. And when we look at the Honorable Aramis Ayala, we certainly have to say hats off to her for that. And hats off to her in the position of having to persevere now while taking a stand. It's never easy to take a stand on anything. But when you take a stand, and it's a stand that puts people certainly in opposition and puts you in what would be seemingly known as a hot seat, you certainly have to be mentally prepared for what can go on. And so we just have to certainly ask for a covering over her, for her standing on her convictions, for her standing on her beliefs, and that she'll be able to persevere through the course of this action and the activities that have now caught
the not only the eye of just here in Central Florida, but it's certainly got the eye of those that goes beyond here and all across this country. As I'm again looking at things on Twitter and seeing what's out there and what's being talked about. So certainly hats off to her for her efforts and things that she's done. And we just ask that all will be well with her as she continues in this pursuit of hers, and that she will certainly get the victory as she goes.
Definitely. And Yotrib is referring to, if you're out of the state of Florida and haven't been following the national news about Miss Ayala removing herself from the and not wanting the death penalty in the state of Florida, and not representing cases that are potential for the death penalty. So look it up, follow it, see where your convictions lie there. But despite everything, like you said, Yotrib, she's the first and the trailblazer of her kind. And now that door is open for many other women to follow her, a great example. So tonight we applaud all of our wonderful trailblazing women. We have come to the end of our show. That's it, Yotrib. We are completely out of time. But, guys, catch us May 31st, same time at 6:30. We're going to be talking about some great stuff, of course, all things to empower you to live triumphantly. Next month, April, is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Check out at LFH Radio Show. We'll post some things there. Stay connected. Use your platform. Help people speak out. And definitely, until next time, guys, be empowered to live the triumphant life. God bless.
Yeah.